Tell her Danny wants her to come, play the BFF card. He frowns as if I'm stupid, but fires off a text to her. 3 seconds later, she responds. Another growl from my brother before he shows it to me. Goddamn those tits. All I heard was blah blah blah. Are you going to lick my pussy or not? I know Andy's crude, but damn. Holy shit. Roman grunts and nods. Now you know what I'm dealing with. How the fuck am I supposed to tell her no? Furthermore, how am I supposed to go from booty call to dating? Is that even possible? I don't know. I tell him honestly. Maybe go have the mind-blowing explosive slap your mama kind of sex and then afterward talk to her? He scoffs and shakes his head as if I've said something stupid. Andy doesn't talk after sex. She throws my clothes at me and literally kicks my ass out her door. If I want a kiss, I have to endure a kick to the balls while I steal one. She's fucking impossible. Yet, you're still trying to do the impossible. I tell him with a chuckle, true Roman Holloway style. This isn't football or college or my career. He grunts. This is Andy. She's in a whole other world of unattainable and impossible. Sometimes I wonder if she's even worth it. But even as he says the words, I don't believe he wonders that last bit even a little. Danny plops down on the couch beside me.
She's worth it, she tells him simply. Andy is like a cactus. You just have to get past the prickly spurs to find her sweet center.
Oh, I know about her sweet center, Roman murmurs. Danny huffs and I laugh.
And what do we call that, Buttercup?
She growls.
I'm not saying your stupid word.
But we had a deal, I say, waggling my eyebrows at her.
Bye,
she grumbles and leaves me to go back to the women in the kitchen. I'm still chuckling when Roman gets in a texting war with who I assume is Andy. He keeps cursing under his breath until he finally storms out of Mom's living room. It's weird. I used to hate Christmas time because it's when we lost Dad. But now that I have Danny, I like it again. She makes it fun and warm and loving. Mom and my siblings seem happy, and that makes me happy. Dad would have loved Danny. A smile ghosts my lips as my phone buzzes.
Buttercup. I can't believe you're making me do this.
I snort out a laugh that in turn causes a loud huff from Danny in the kitchen. Me. I feel like this is cheating, but baby steps, I suppose. This conversation was inevitable, you know.
Buttercup. Cunt is the lamest word this country ever came up with.
Me. Our country? I was for sure it was a British word or some shit.
Buttercup. Only Americans would come up with something that vulgar.
Me. You're an American.
Buttercup. Your mom is an American.
Buttercup.
OMG, I'm just kidding. Virginia is perfect. I can't believe you just lured me into a your mom joke.
Me. LOL. You can't blame me for your dirty conversationalist ways.
Buttercup. Can't we move on from this already?
Me. I'm sorry, but I can't hear you. Perhaps you should come here and sit in my lap. I have something you should consider putting in your mouth.
Buttercup. You're uncontrollable.
Me. I can't control my mouth around you.
Buttercup. Speaking of mouths, my fellow Americunt, I believe I have one and you owe me something.
Me. What's that, Buttercunt?
Buttercup. Don't ever call me Buttercunt again or you'll be a single Americunt.
Buttercup.
I'm waiting in your old bedroom. I can't believe there are still posters hanging up in here from the 90s.
Me. Can't think of a better era. I bolt from the couch and sneak up the stairs to where my girl is waiting. A promise is a promise. A deal is a deal.
Buttercup. I can't wait any longer. My fingers have to keep me company until that dirty mouth shows up.
A growl rumbles through my chest as I prowl down the hallway toward my door that stands ajar. When I slip inside, my sweet, beautiful girl is doing just as she says. Her hands move under the sheet and a devious smile paints her lips.
I can't believe you started without me,
I say with a grin as I yank off my sweater and kick the door shut.
My cunt was needy,
she murmurs, a pout on her pretty, plump lips. I groan and close my eyes for a brief moment as I strip out of the rest of my clothes. When I reopen them, she's grinning at me like the cat that ate the canary. But she's got it all wrong. This weird-ass bird is about to eat that pussy. Show me how wet our conversation made you, I order as I drag the sheet down her legs, baring her at me. She's naked and squirmy and flushed and mine.
Her knees fall apart and her sweet center indeed glistens with her arousal. Perfect, I praise. She lets out a low moan of appreciation when I lick her seam and encircle her clit.
Oh my God.
All you had to do was say the magical word and this was all yours. I breathe against her soft flesh. She moans and clutches my hair.
Cunt, cunt, cunt. Now don't stop.
With the hunger of 100 starved men, I feast upon her. As I suck, lick, tongue-fuck her into submission, I can't help but grin. I was going to eat this pussy anyway. As you wish, Buttercup.
The ham is getting cold,
Mom chides, but I don't miss the pleased grin on her face. She loves Danny and seems to adore the fact that we're a serious couple. Danny's cheeks turn bright red and she hides her face behind a curtain of her hair as she pretends to decide on a slice of ham. I simply shrug my shoulders. Danny can get it hot again if it isn't to her liking. She lets out a choked sound and Roman laughs from the dinner table.
Anyway,
Reagan chirps, rescuing Danny,
I have a big announcement.
We all turn to regard my little sister. She's all grown up and it makes my heart swell.
I know I told you all I was home for break,
she says softly, a look of embarrassment on her face.
But I'm actually home for good.
Mom frowns.
But what about school?
Reagan chews on her bottom lip and a look of guilt passes over her features.
Weren't you wondering what was taking me so long to graduate from college?
I glance at Roman and his eyes are narrowed at her. We just thought you were struggling with the class load, he tells her. Reagan shakes her head.
I graduated 2 years ago.
My eyes widen and Mom gasps. Danny walks up behind her and places her hands on Reagan's shoulders in a supportive gesture. She leans forward and whispers,
It's okay.
Reagan's eyes well with tears and she nods.
I'd sort of fallen for a guy I went to college with. I just stayed. For him, that is.
Roman growls. Mom is still in shock, just gaping at our sister.
What happened?
I ask her softly.
I caught him with one of my friends. It was ugly. They'd been sleeping together behind my back for a while. I don't know why I stayed for him or why I lied and told you all I was still in school. I guess I just wanted to see where it went first before I involved you all. Now I'm glad I didn't because...
His ass would be dead right now, I bite out. She flashes me an appreciative little sister smile.
Yeah, that. So what does this mean?
Mom questions, her voice shaking.
Is my baby girl coming back home?
Reagan nods and glances over at Roman.
I am. I was hoping maybe that Roman would give me a job at Tucker.
Roman clenches his jaw. No, I won't give you a job at Tucker. Danny gasps.
But she's your sister.
But as part owner, she can take whatever job she wants at Holloway Advertising and Branding. He finishes with a shit-eating grin. Everyone lets out a collective sigh, and I tug my sister from her seat up into my arms. She hugs me back as a small sob of relief escapes her. If I ever see that motherfucker who hurt her, I'll knock his front teeth in. Nobody hurts my sister.
This calls for a celebration.
Mom cheers.
Your daddy would be so proud of all three of you.
My eyes meet Danny's, and hers shimmer with tears. I mouth to her that I love her. Her bottom lip quivers, but she returns the sentiment. God, I'll never get tired of that. Reagan sniffles and makes her way around the kitchen, hugging everyone, including Danny. Once Mom starts opening a bottle of wine, I steal my adorable future wife and drag her away. We pass by the bay window in the living room, and it appears that more snow is falling.
Where are we going?
She questions. I stop in front of the tree to retrieve the small jewelry box. I was going to wait until after Christmas, but when it comes to Danny, I don't want to wait another minute. When I stand, her eyes widen in surprise. It doesn't matter where we're going, I tell her with a crooked grin. As long as we get there together.
Epilogue. Roman. 2 months later. Talk to me, hothead.
Roman, can we talk?
Danny questions from my office doorway. I've long since moved into James Tucker's old office. It's only been 2 months since I showed him the video Brett took of Chelsea slobbing his knob, and then the other one of her admitting to getting several men at Tucker Advertising fired. He was horrified and embarrassed, but not surprised. I didn't even have to remind him about my offer to purchase his company. He just told me to get the ball rolling, son. And boy, has that ball been rolling ever since. I managed to hang on to all of the good employees and weed through any that were loyal to Chelsea, although those were few and far between. Renaming the company and rebranding has gone well, thanks to Ram. Now that he's back in his element, he's been handling the marketing department with ease. It took some time, but I was finally able to right that wrong. Sure, I tell her, closing a folder in front of me. What's up? She chews on her bottom lip and regards me with a frown. Her hand gestures and my eye catches on the simple diamond on her ring finger. Ram did right by her.
It's Andy.
My heart stops in my chest. Christmas Eve didn't go well. I took Ram's advice and went to talk to her. After we fucked, and man was it good, she kicked me out just like I knew she would. But I was firm and said my piece, that I liked her and wanted to explore an actual relationship besides fucking. She not so kindly told me, and I quote, I don't do relationships, and as of now, I no longer do you. I thought she'd been kidding, but she was serious. In the past 2 months, I've seen her when I go out with Danny and Ram, but we haven't fucked that much. Way less than before. Okay, so it was this morning, but still, we're in no better position than we were months ago. Hate fucking on speed dial is how you'd define our relationship. What's wrong?
She wasn't herself this morning at the bank. I can always tell when Andy is off. She's crabbier than normal and emotional. Something has upset her. Was it you and her?
I reflect back to this morning when she showed up at my loft on the way to work. She'd looked as though she actually wanted to talk, but stupid me was in a hurry. I just tossed her over my shoulder and took her to my room. Once I had my lips on her neck, her words died in her throat. We fucked, and then she left in a huff. Business as usual for us. She seemed okay. I would offer to talk to her, but she hates me, I tell her. Danny lets out a sound of frustration.
Well, she won't even talk to me right now, which is a first, but that's not why I'm here. She got... Well, she told off our boss. You see, she got fired.
She's cut off when Andy storms into my office. I drag my gaze from Danny to take in the woman who only hours ago I had my cock sunk deep inside. When we're fucking, the chaotic world around us seems to go quiet. But the moment we come, it's game back on.
Danny, go. I need to have a word with Big Boy over there.
Andy snaps, causing her friend to jolt in surprise. Danny shoots me a look that begs for me to get to the bottom of things, but be nice in the process. I'm great at getting to the bottom of things. Nice, not so much. She gives me a thankful smile, squeezes Andy along the way, and then shuts the door behind her. Andy is tense as fuck and drops her purse to the floor. Her body is physically shaking. I'm out of my chair in an instant, the need to comfort her surprisingly overwhelming me. When I get close to her, she hisses.
This is all your fault.
Her dark blonde eyebrows are furled together in an angry manner. She starts to pace, but I grab her by the elbow and haul her into my arms. Her body squirms at first, but then she sags against me in defeat. I stroke her sleek blonde hair that seems to be getting longer each day. She doesn't hug me back, but she certainly doesn't try to pull away. What's my fault? Talk to me, hothead. She lets out a ragged breath, and I fear she's barely holding in tears.
I got fired.
Pulling away, I look down at her. Her pretty blue eyes shimmer with unshed tears, and her plump bottom lip wobbles madly. I slide my hand to her throat and reach up with my thumb to stop it. Hot breath tickles my thumb. Why did you get fired? I ask softly, my gaze fixated on her perfect mouth. She lets out a whimper of defeat.
I was late and having a really shitty day, and... Aren't you always late?
I retort, smirking at her. A half-smile tugs at her lips.
Not this late,
she huffs.
Besides, I never told off my boss before. I'd had enough, though. I was feeling like crap. I just told him to...
Go fuck himself. At least this earns me a cute smile. Usually I'm privy to the vicious, evil grins or the devious fuck-me-against-the-fireplace smiles, never the adorable ones. Those she keeps locked in a vault around me.
He didn't like it and canned me.
I'm sorry my big dick got you fired. I tell her with a smug grin. But I can fix this. I happen to know the boss at this other company. He's lenient with hotties who are late because they've been busy getting the D. In fact, he's supportive of that reason. I'm trying to cheer her up, but it only pisses her off.
I knew you'd make a joke about it. This is serious. I have responsibilities. I can't be on the streets.
She yells, jerking away from me. This time the tears do escape, which really fucking scares me. Andy is never this upset about anything. She's mean and hateful, but never sad and vulnerable. Come on, I growl, grabbing her by the elbow. She starts bitching at me as I drag her out of my office. We both ignore the shocked stares of everyone around us as I haul her down to Chance Douglas's office. We're going to fix this right now. As soon as I burst into his office, he stares up at me wide-eyed. Then his eyes slip over to Andy. A flicker of appreciation washes over his features before he schools them. I tamper down the jealousy and get down to business. Give her a job, I order. Chance frowns at me.
As your HR person, I would first suggest you take your hand off this potential employee.
Not potential, give her a job now.
Roman, you're being a little shit right now.
She gripes, unsuccessfully, trying to wriggle from my grip.
Roman, buddy,
Chance starts. The only job open right now is whatever it is, give it to her. Now, make her sign the paperwork. Pay her much better than what she made at the bank. I cut in. Chance lets out a breath of frustrated air.
Fine, ma'am, please sit.
She gives me a scathing look before plopping down in the chair. I don't miss the relief in her shoulders, though, and that has my male pride thumping wildly in my chest. I leave the office and head back toward mine. 20 minutes later, Andy comes strolling in my office like she owns the joint.
You messed up, you big oaf,
she tells me, her deviant smile in place.
You guys are now paying me double what I made at the bank.
Pride shines in her eyes and it gets my dick hard.
And to do what? Keep up with you? Easy fucking peasy.
Wait, what? She beams at me.
Executive assistant to the CEO.
Fuck. Oh, shit. I murmur under my breath. A brief look of hurt flashes in her eyes before she schools it away.
Oh, shit is right. So show me to my desk. Where will I be sitting?
I scrub my face and stand. Outside my office is a little cubicle, but then Chance would be free to look out his window all day at her, and I'm not sure I like that idea. Actually, I'm really fucking sure I don't like that idea. There. I point at a conference table in the corner of my office. Your desk is there. She frowns and walks over to it, swaying her hips along the way. Today she looks killer hot in a short skirt and knee-high boots. Working with her every day is going to be fucking impossible. But I do love me a challenge.
This isn't a desk, it's a table,
she argues. So I'll buy you a desk.
I want a computer.
Duh.
And like, one of those cute stands that you can hold all your color-coded folders in.
Fine. I don't know what that is, but sure.
Also, I want one of those really heavy paperweights so I can throw it at you when you piss me off.
I growl. Nope.
A Nerf gun, then? A slingshot?
Moving into her space, I inhale her sweet scent before sliding my hands to her waist. Is that all?
I want 2-hour lunches.
No.
Please?
Only if you have lunch with me. Silence. She turns in my arms and surprisingly doesn't hit or kick me.
You know this is a really bad idea, right?
I palm her ass and pull her against me so she feels how hard I am. I'm comfortable in my choices. Once again, her eyes shimmer with an emotion that I believe is happiness, as if for once I've said the right goddamned thing. We can't fuck here, I murmur, my lips finding the shell of her ear. She moans and her fingers grip at the front of my suit.
Over there, then?
I laugh and steal her lips with mine. She lets me kiss her sweetly for a good 30 seconds before she starts trying to undress me. Andy, I groan and pull away from her. Not here, not right now. Hurt flashes in her eyes before she lets anger guard her heart.
Not here, not now, not ever. Got it. Anything else, Mr. Holloway?
She jerks away and crosses her arms over her ample chest. Goddamn those tits. Don't be like that. I want to.
You and I can't. I should have known better.
She snaps and starts toward the door. Frowning in confusion, I trot after her.
Should have known what?
Her blonde hair whips around as she glares at me, her finger right in my face.
That this was all a fucking joke? I knew it. For one tiny second, I thought it wasn't. Fuck me, was I wrong.
I reach for her, but the little psycho kicks me in the fucking shin. Again. I have a permanent bruise there from her.
Fuck!
I roar. She gives me the middle finger.
I read the tiny print on those forms. You can't fire me for pre-existing conditions. I'm your nightmare now. Since this is all your fault, you deserve it.
Confusion washes over me. What the fuck are you talking about? Again, tears well in her eyes before she quickly blinks them away.
Tomorrow, I will start, and I want all of my requests met.
I already told you, done. Now would you stop being so damn hormonal and talk to me? I demand. She gives me a shove and hisses like a fucking cat.
Hormonal?
She screeches, her voice shrill.
You haven't seen hormonal yet.
Andy?
I'm pregnant.
Blink, blink, blink.
And it's yours. See you tomorrow, Daddy Douchebag.
This has been an Audible Studios production of Text to Lovers. Written by Kay Webster and J.D. Hollyfield. Performed by Ava Erickson and Jacob Morgan. Executive producers Rena Ayer and Mike Charzik. Producer Kat Lambrix. Copyright 2017 by Kay Webster and J.D. Hollyfield. Sound recording copyright 2018 by Audible Inc. Audible Studios is a division of Audible Inc.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.